Iris and Noah rolled back onto the bed, panting. Sweat dripped down their naked bodies. Noah, I think we should get a divorce. What? You can't be serious. Iris couldn't believe the words that escaped her lips. She'd been contemplating how to tell her husband of 3 years for quite some time now. She simply didn't see a future for them. This was the moment the truth finally slipped out. Noah looked at his wife in shock. He groaned and stood up to get dressed, shaking his head. Iris looked at his lean, naked body as he slid on his white boxers. Noah was very handsome, but his cold and uptight personality was too much to bear. It had only gotten worse over the years. So, what do you think? Noah paced the bedroom thinking. Your timing is impeccable, as always, he said sarcastically. Iris didn't know what else to say. Yes, they'd just had sex, but physical attraction was never their issue. They were high school sweethearts, but after suffering through some very complicated family issues, their emotional connection had vanished. Most of the time, they felt like strangers to each other now. Is this because of what happened with my sister? Noah asked coldly. The question triggered Iris. Suddenly fuming with rage, she picked up a vase full of flowers and threw it at Noah. He ducked, and the vase smashed into pieces against the wall. Noah shook his head with disbelief. So we're throwing things now. Real mature, Iris. At least I got your attention. I'm done yelling about what happened between me and your sister. You promised not to bring it up ever again. Fine. Forget I mentioned it. Iris took a few deep breaths and asked, What do you think we should do? There's no going back now. We're getting a divorce. But don't forget, Iris. I'm the type of guy that always wins. What do you mean? As Noah walked into the closet, he said, You'll be hearing from my lawyers. He grabbed some clothes and walked toward the bedroom door. That's it? Noah, where are you going? Don't you want to talk this through? I have nothing else to say to you, Iris. I'll go sleep in the guest bedroom until we can make other arrangements. He walked out without looking back. Iris didn't expect Noah to show much emotion, but she still desperately hoped that he would try to fight to keep their marriage intact. The fact that he didn't try to talk her out of it showed her that she made the right decision. It hurt, but divorce was the right thing for them to do, even if it meant going up against a powerful man like Noah. A few months later, Iris stood in the cold Chicago wind outside of the courthouse. Noah's black Bentley pulled up. He stepped out in a pinstripe three-piece suit, accompanied by a lawyer. He looked so damn good in his work clothes. Too bad his personality wasn't nearly as attractive. What's the plan, Noah? I've been waiting out here forever. He nodded to his lawyer, who handed Iris a legal document. These are the papers to sign. Iris glanced through the divorce papers, which gave her their house, one of their luxury cars, and quite a large sum of money. It hadn't been a surprise that Noah would fight with her about money, although he had plenty of it. There was a lengthy and contentious back and forth to settle their divorce. He refused to engage with her directly, even though she wasn't asking for anything unreasonable. He still wouldn't talk to her. The whole matter was taken care of by his high-powered lawyers, who dug their heels in and fought over every cent until finally a tentative settlement was reached. The callous way the divorce proceedings had played out, Iris knew she was doing the right thing by ending their now cold, loveless marriage. Iris stared blankly at the divorce papers. Noah finally interjected. I think the settlement offer seems fair, especially after what you did to my sister. You're really going to bring up Gloria right now? Unbelievable! Iris didn't have the energy to rehash the same argument over and over again. She knew what happened with his sister Gloria was the beginning of the end for her and Noah, and the fact that he was throwing it in her face yet again made her veins run cold. Thinking back to that awful misunderstanding with his sister made her cheeks flush red. She had no intention of defending herself yet again. The lawyer cleared his throat, not wanting to get involved in their family's personal matters. The settlement seems fair, based on my experience with similar cases. Do you accept the offer, miss? Iris rolled her eyes, grabbed a pen from the lawyer, and signed the document. As she handed the papers back, she said, "Better hurry back to work, Noah. Being the president of the Miller Group is all you care about anyway." Noah turned around with a sneer and walked back to his Bentley without another word. When he opened the back door of the luxury car, Iris caught a glimpse of the woman sitting in the back seat with a smug smile on her face. Carly Anderson. She had been waiting for this day to come for a long time, so she could swoop in and steal Noah away. Carly had finally won. Iris seethed with anger as she watched the Bentley drive away. Her cell phone rang. Her heart fluttered when she recognized the number. "Hello? Dr. Chen, how's my grandma doing today?" "What? No. This can't be happening. Not now. Not today. Okay, I'll get to the hospital right away. I know you'll do your best to save her." Iris got into her Maserati and drove straight to the hospital. "Hold on, Grandma. I'm coming." What luck to have to sign her divorce papers when her poor ailing grandmother was on the brink of death. Iris weaved through traffic like a madwoman, the emotions of the day getting the best of her. She peeled into the hospital parking lot and parked illegally in the red zone. She ran toward her grandmother's room, panting. "Dr. Chen," Iris called out, "I'm here. How's my grandmother? Can I see her now?" Dr. Chen's face fell when he saw Iris running toward him, out of breath. In the end, she was too late. "I'm sorry, Iris. We did our best, but ultimately there was nothing we could do to save her." The doctor bowed his head apologetically. Iris didn't speak. She could only walk forward in a trance-like state. She peeked into her grandmother's room and saw her old, lifeless body on the gurney, covered in a white sheet. A nurse closed the room to prevent Iris from going any further. "She was all I have left," Iris whispered to herself. She felt so alone as tears streamed down her cheeks in a watershed moment. All the emotion from the whirlwind of a week flooded her at once. Overwhelmed, she began to shake. "Miss Iris, my condolences. Are you all right?" Seeing her trembling, Dr. Chen reached out to help prop her up. Before he could comfort her, Iris's eyes darkened and she fainted. "Nurse, I need your help," Dr. Chen called out. When she woke up again an hour later, Iris was lying in a hospital bed with an IV inserted in her arm. "Where am I? What happened?" she mumbled in a hazy state of mind. A nurse came in to check on her. "Oh, good, you're awake. How are you feeling? You gave us quite the scare." "I feel fine," Iris lied. "I was just overwhelmed with my grandmother's death and, well, everything else going on in my life. It's complicated, but never mind. I'd like to go home now." "We'd like to keep you a while longer to get your hydration levels up." "No, that won't be necessary. I'd like to go home now, please. I'll drink some water and I'll be fine." "Now that you're pregnant, you really need to take good care of yourself, miss," the nurse said. "Excuse me? What do you say? Pregnant?" Iris couldn't believe her ears. There had to be some mistake. "You heard me right. You're pregnant," the nurse repeated. "No, that's impossible. Maybe you have me mixed up with some other patient. I am definitely not pregnant. No way." "I saw the test results myself. Not only are you pregnant, you're carrying triplets." "What? Did you say triplets? Like, I'm pregnant with three babies? Really?" The nurse nodded. "Yes. You have three wonderful little babies growing inside you. Do you have any family members I can call for you? You really do need to take good care of yourself now." Iris couldn't believe it. Her mind reeled. The nurse had asked a really good question. Who could she call for support? She had just divorced Noah. Her mother passed away a long time ago, and she was estranged from her father after he was bewitched by that evil vixen. He didn't care about her at all. Her grandmother just died, so Iris was truly alone now. The nurse saw the complicated expression on her face. "Why don't you get some rest? I'll come back in to check on you in a little bit." Iris nodded, unable to speak. How could she find out she was pregnant right after she just filed for divorce? And with triplets? Iris almost fainted again at the unexpected news. What was she going to do now?